To understand the world, you must understand that we are meant for greatness. Understanding our world seems difficult when you only try to integrate the broken things. The broken things are mere symptoms, and you ought to look to the many root causes. Furthermore, once the world understands to practice crime prevention, or as it should be called, compassion, reason, and foresight, great many of the root causes will simply cease to exist. Prevention is about creating flourishing communities, equipped with real schools and community angel funds that can only benefit everyone. It is communities, not cheap government schools, that should build strong exchange programs with their sibling cities. There is no better education than a few years spent in multiple countries abroad. A year in Japan, learning tea ceremonies, the art of sushi, learning about calligraphy and painting with watercolors. A year in Australia, learning about the Aboriginal culture, their music and art. Learning how to surf and dive and care for the Great Barrier Reef. A year in Europe, studying famous architecture, visiting beautiful libraries, learning languages, and looking into our ancient past. As well as the other way around, where students from Europe, Australia, and Japan learn to create modern art in New York or Los Angeles. Or how to take care of horses in Texas or manatees in Florida. This is a wonderful and eye-opening education that brings the world together and shows how many different cultures there are, expanding one's own culture. When it ceases to grow like a flower, the world ceases to have a meaning for all the terrible things that go unchanged or unchallenged. Politics will forever be a magnet for the corrupt. The world can only grow inside out. It is we the people, not them the politicians. We aren't to wait for schools that politicians barely arrange for. We are to build them and improve them to no end. Poverty will not be eliminated by waiting for the world's governments to invent new laws. Poverty can only be eliminated by teaching students how to become business owners as they grow. Adults must pay more attention when listening to the future generations, as they are often wiser. A troublemaker who cannot help oneself but to tag the neighborhood with colorful graffiti is an artist who is only short of an expensive frame and canvas and could build a business selling beautiful art for thousands of dollars. When kids get bad grades in school, then school becomes a toxic environment for them. They get too stressed out by what becomes a prison or a concentration camp that they must go to or be beaten at home or punished or not allowed to return. That is not parenting. That is not who we are. When something evil like poverty attacks communities, we don't build more prisons. We come together to fight back by creating better schools, inspiring more startups, and building more powerful startup accelerators. We are not helpless. We are inspirational leaders, revolutionary dreamers, impossible thinkers, great inventors and artists, unbeatable fighters and unbreakable warriors. We are noble beings, and we are meant for greatness.